Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Thank you, Lord, for the
word of God. I want to see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm like that. The bus greyhound bus driver said, rise and leave the driving to us. I want to leave the driving to God. I want to believe just like he said and leave the driving to him. Well, I want to welcome you today to a broadcast. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you've tuned in. And I pray, God, that you will be encouraged on today to hold on, and don't let go of God's word. It's the word, it's God's word that we need today. We need his word. We need to hold on to it. We need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. His word will not change. It's not going to change, and it's not coming down to us, but we've got to come on up to God's word. Hold on to your faith on today. So before we get into the topic and talk about it, we want to stop and have a word of prayer and thank and magnify God for who he is in our lives, and we want you to get in your mind. Get it in your mind what you want the Lord to do for you. Whatever that mountain is in your life that's disturbing you, that mountain, we want to speak to that mountain because God said that we could. He gave us power and authority over, thank you, Lord Jesus, over the enemy, and we can speak to our mountains. So whatever that mountain is in your life, whether it be sickness or disease, it's not too much for God. God is bigger than any sickness or disease. Yes, he is. Cancer, no match for God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Diabetes, no match for God. High blood pressure, no match for God. If these are your mountains, praise God, I want you to get it in your mind. And as we touch and agree with one another on today, we are believing and we're speaking to the mountain that they be plucked up by the roots, plucked up by the roots and cast into the sea, out of our bodies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Finances. If it's that mountain, we speak to that finance mountain in the name of Jesus. And we believe today, thank you, God, that money cometh, that debt, thank you, Lord Jesus, is canceled. We believe in God. Oh, today we have more than enough. Never speak that we're broke, but we have more than enough in God. Thank you. He's a way maker. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he continues to make a way. So we have to build our faith. Build it. Build it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, through God's word. So if you got that in your mind, he said, whosoever or whatsoever our desire is, that when we pray, so we're getting ready to pray. So as we pray, believe already. Believe already that what you ask God, that mountain you've asked him to move, believe it right now as we go into prayer. Believe that you have received what you asked God for. And you know what? It's yours. It's yours. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. This is the faith that we have on today. Father, we thank you and we magnify you, God. For who you are, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for you're greater than any problem. You're greater than any situation. You're greater than any mountain that's in our lives, oh God. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you how great thou art. How great thou art. Yes, Lord, you are. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, all the things that we've done, Lord, and that we said, that we thought, the way that we've acted, displeasing to you. Forgive us today, and we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. We ask that you would visit the hospitals, God. Visit the nursing homes, God. Visit your people in their homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we believe in today, God, that the mountains are moved. They've been plucked up, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they've been cast into the sea. And we thank you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you are that kind of a God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for looking out for our word, for your word, God, and bringing it to pass, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know the plan that you have for us, that is to prosper us. And we thank you for that right now, Lord. We thank you for Proverbs 4:20, God. In the name of Jesus, we take it, our dose of medicine of your word, God. And you said your word is life and is help, God, to all of our flesh, God. And then you said in Ephesians 3:20, God, that you would do exceedingly abundantly all that we could think or ask, God. Thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord Jesus. And you said that your blessings would chase us down and overtake us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and that we would be in the right place at the right time because of your favor. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for it, God. Thank you, God. We are holding on, God. We are holding on to our faith. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy name, God. Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. Thank you today for knowledge, for wisdom on this broadcast, God. You said that we would lift you up, God, that you would call all men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And you said that you have anointed us. Woo! You have anointed us to share the good news about you, God, with others. And we thank you for that right now, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for this prayer. This prayer. And amen and amen. Amen. Thank God for prayer on today. Prayer is always in order. He said that man ought to always pray. And never faint. It's not fainting time, but it is praying time. Having a little talk with Jesus, telling them all about our situations. Thank you. And he'll make it right. He will make it right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you can call him up anytime. It's never too early and it's never too late to call on Jesus. And you don't have to worry about getting a busy signal. You don't have to worry about getting his secretary. You don't have to worry about getting the answering machine, because Jesus is on call 24/7, waiting for us to call him up. So call it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Call him and tell him what you want on today. So we praise God. We praise God for that on today, for knowing my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because we don't know, we need to get in the Word so we can know what God says about us and what he says to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My mom used to say, "What did I say?" So God is saying the same thing. What did I say? Do what I say do. And we have to do what God's word said, because we are the redeemed. God redeemed us. He redeemed us from the curse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he said, I came that you might be blessed more abundantly. And so that's God's way of loving us, showing us his care. Thank you. His care. So if you want us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. If you need or want a motivational encourager to come where you are and encourage the people at your event, you can go to my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and I would be delighted to come. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share it in the next 12 minutes, you can call 646-787-8424. For right now, I am live and in living color right here on Block Talk Radio. Praise God, praise God. And we are talking about today, hold on to your faith. Hold on. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to your faith. Hold on to it. Hold on until God comes and reveals and materialize what it is that you have asked. Hold on. Stand on that word. Stand on it. Stand on the word. You can stand on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's word. And build up your most holy faith. Do the word. Get in the word. And build up your faith in the Lord. And so today is Wednesday. Recover all Wednesday. Today we're going to recover all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stolen from us. Thank you, God. We're going to recover it all, just as David did over in 1 Samuel 30:8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Well, you know, David, his camp had been intruded on, and they had taken David's wives and children, and so David got back from war, and this is what was going on. So he was asking God, what should I do? And God told him, he answered him, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. So that's what God is saying to us on to this Wednesday. This is Recover All Wednesday. Believe that, receive that, and recover all as we hold on to our faith. Hold on to your faith. If God said it, that settles it. There ain't nothing else to say. God's word said it. You won't argue with the word? You won't argue with God? Do you know who God is? There's no arguing with God. God's word, if you believe the word, and it is God's will, it's in his will. His word is his will. God's word is his will, not if it be the will of God. It is in God's will that we be healed, delivered, and set free. So that settles it. When external circumstances come to try what we know deep within, doubt rears its ugly head. Have you had that to happen? I have. I actually thought that once we received the Holy Spirit, that we didn't have to fight anymore, that the fight was over, that we were just going to, just float and fly away in the Lord. Oh, how much, how wrong was I? How wrong was I? But we still have to fight. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we've got to fight until we die. So it's not a natural fight, it's a spiritual fight, because the enemy knows that his time is limited, and he knows that he cannot go to heaven. He got kicked out, so he don't stand a chance of going to heaven. But you know what? He don't want us to go either. So he's on his job. So we got to be on ours and do what the book, do the book, Mother Crouch said. Do the book. What does the word tell us to do? Thank you, Lord. So we can't allow doubt to set up. We can't allow it. The enemy attempts to manipulate yours and my thinking and use the circumstances to build a case against our faith in God's word. He don't want us to know the word of God because he know. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that's our defense against him. Thank you, Lord. And he know God will do what he said. God is a man that he cannot lie. And if he said it, that settles it. That settles. God will not go against his word, nor for him, nor for us. But he will do what his word says. If we're not careful, we will question what God has spoken to us. Thank you, Lord. That's why every day we've got to talk to the Lord. Call him up. Have a conversation with the Lord. Tell him about our troubles. Tell him about our concerns. Talk to him just like you would talk to me. Tell the Lord about it. And watch him. Watch him come to our rescue. He's always listening. He's always listening. He said he would never leave us, nor forsake us. So we have to be careful, and we have to talk to God every day. And God's spoken to us, revealed to us, and assured us of in his word. Suddenly, the once strong hope for our positive outcome will begin to fade because of the negative evidence we perceive with our natural eye. So we have to see what the word said. What the words, and what did God say about our situation? What did he say? Did you get in the word and hear what God say? What did God say? What did God say? Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at that, what we see with our natural eyes, because it manipulates. The enemy plays tricks with us on our minds and our thoughts. So that's why we've got to stay filled up in the word of God. Stay drunk in the word and all you'll see in the word. Stay drunk in the word. Stay drunk in the word so that you can just see what God say. Well, see what God say. Don't want to see anything else but what God say. But I encourage you today to hold on to your faith, despite what obstacles come to challenge you. And look at it that way. Don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as a challenge. Don't you like a challenge? Look at it as a challenge. And stay in God's word. Challenged by the word. Challenged by living. But the word of God, it comes to encourage us. Through our eyes, and our circumstances can play tricks on us, God's word remains sure. Cling tightly to your confidence in God. John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him. We have to have confidence in God. Trust God. Trust God. I will trust in the Lord, having that confidence, trusting in the Lord, in Him, that if we ask anything, anything, according to His will. And what is His will? His word. His word is in His word. He heareth us. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We don't see it. But if God said it, oh my God, that just settles it. And it will be. It will be. I love Mark 11:23-24. Now pray it every morning, standing on the word of God, because God has given us, He has given us power and authority. Thank you. To speak His word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Power and authority to speak His word. Rely on what you know in your spirit. Even when what you see with your eyes does not collaborate that belief. Believe, rely on what God's word says. Rely on the word, lean on it. Lean into His word. Lord, you see it. Lord, you see it. And I believe it. I believe it. I'm holding to my faith. I'm holding on to my faith. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children, because she considered Him faithful who had made the promise. God is faithful if He said it in His word. Thank you, God. It has to come to pass. God is His word. It's His faith that's in the word of God. And He is a man that can't lie. It has to come to pass. Because God said it. He said it. He said it. Thank you, Lord. And if we believe, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can have what we say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He talked to the trees. He talked to them. Told them to dry up because it was going around fooling people. Acting like, thank you, Lord Jesus, that it had some fruit. Thank you, Lord. Didn't have nothing but leaves. Thank you, God. We've got to hold on. Hold on to God's word. Hold on to our faith. It was fooling people. So God spoke to that tree. Spoke to that tree and told it to be dried up, plucked up by the root, and cast into the sea. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The same thing. Thank you, Lord, we can speak. He gave us that same power. He gave us that authority. He took it back from the enemy, and He gave it to us, that we can speak to our circumstances, and they should obey us. And they should obey us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, and by faith, so Sarah conceived and had a child. Hold on to your faith. Even when circumstances change and look bad, trust that He is faithful who made the promise. Our prayer today, if you can believe, you can receive. Recover all by holding on to what God has promised until it's revealed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green said, have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous day. On today, to God be the glory. Bye-bye now.